At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hasta Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world through sound and language, thinking in words, tone, and rhythm. Others take in life visually, focusing on patterns, shapes, and form. And some experience reality kinesthetically through movement, sensation, or emotional touch. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, instinct, and symbolized by the hand, has a unique ability to blend all three modes. However, it naturally leans toward a kinesthetic auditory style, absorbing information through movement, rhythm, tactile engagement, and inner dialogue. These natives think with their hands, feel with their bodies, and often express through craft, gesture, or word. Their dominant style is shaped by planetary placements, especially in the first, third, fifth, or tenth houses, where perception meets precision, expression, and visibility. If Moon is in the first house in Hasta, the processing is strongly kinesthetic. These individuals feel life through the body, through breath, sensation, and subtle emotional shifts. They may have exceptional muscle memory or emotional recall tied to movement or rhythm. In Hasta, this creates a deep need to do as a way of understanding. They may work with their hands, create rituals, or rely on repetitive motion to process feelings. If Moon is in the 10th, this kinesthetic sensitivity becomes outwardly channeled. They feel their way through social dynamics, expressing poise, gesture, or physical grace in professional settings. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the subconscious tilts toward auditory processing. These natives think in dialogue, inner narration, or rhythmic speech. In Hasta, Mercury sharpens their mimicry. They often echo what they hear, making excellent speakers, writers, or comedians. They may also communicate with tone and inflection more than direct language. If Mercury is in the 10th, this verbal intelligence becomes part of their public persona. They may teach, counsel, or lead through their ability to articulate and listen. If Venus or Moon is in the 5th house, visual processing is more prominent. These individuals retain information through symbols, patterns, symmetry, or aesthetic arrangement. In Hasta, which already has a gift for crafting and shaping, this leads to skilled artisans, designers, or performers. They may see the steps of a process in images or organize their thinking through visual mapping. If Venus is in the 10th, this becomes their professional strength, conveying beauty or precision through visual structure or physical coordination. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd, the processing style is tactile and action-oriented. These individuals learn best by doing, by engaging the hands, the body, or physical repetition. In Hasta, Mars adds initiative and control. They need direct interaction with tools, materials, or movement to integrate knowledge. Their body becomes their learning device, and they process instinctively through trial, adjustment, and execution. If K2 is in the 5th or 10th, the subconscious processing becomes intuitive, nonlinear, and symbolic. These individuals may not rely on words, visuals, or physical logic, but instead absorb impressions energetically. In Hasta, this can express through healing hands, energetic work, or silent knowing. Their insights come through patterns they feel, even if they can't explain them. They often move or create from a place of subtle memory or karmic recall. Hasta's gift lies in its precision, dexterity, and emotional intelligence. Whether through hands, words, or subtle impressions, these natives process life through tactile clarity and emotional resonance. Their evolution lies in trusting the intelligence of their body and the rhythm of their inner voice, knowing that their perception is not abstract, but lived, shaped, and expressed through action. When fully engaged, they become graceful bridges between thought, feeling, and form. Hasta Nakshatra, motivation direction. Towards versus away from. Some individuals are motivated by what they want to achieve, driven by aspiration, curiosity, and forward momentum. Others are driven by what they wish to avoid, mistakes, discomfort, emotional exposure, or loss of control. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, instinct, fluctuation, and symbolized by the hand, leans subtly toward an away-from motivation style. These natives often act to regain control, restore emotional balance, or correct what feels unstable. Their drive is rooted in precision, self-protection, and the desire to keep things in hand, literally and figuratively. However, when feeling emotionally secure or confident in their skills, they can shift into a towards style, especially when pursuing mastery, healing, or creative refinement. Which direction dominates depends on planetary placements, especially in the first, third, sixth, and tenth houses, where motivation, expression, and effort play out. If Moon is in the first house in Hasta, the native is instinctively away from. Their actions are rooted in emotional self-regulation. They move to soothe, protect, or restabilize. These individuals may hesitate to act until they feel safe or emotionally in control. In Hasta, this often manifests as careful pacing. They withdraw when overwhelmed, then re-engage when clarity returns. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional caution extends into public life. They manage their image and responsibilities carefully to avoid judgment or failure, often taking quiet, calculated steps towards stability. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the motivation leans towards, particularly through learning, expression, and skill building. These natives are curious and responsive, driven to understand how things work. In Hasta, Mercury enhances their cleverness. They are drawn to improve, solve, fix, and finesse. Their motivation arises from the desire to shape the environment or perfect their craft. If Mercury is in the 10th, this drive becomes professional. They take initiative in communication-heavy roles, aiming for clarity, progress, and influence through steady refinement. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the native is deeply away from motivated. These individuals often act from a sense of duty or quiet pressure, aiming to avoid mistakes, inefficiency, or disorder. In Hasta, this gives them a reserved, perfectionist edge. They are not loud, but deeply committed to preventing chaos or criticism. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes part of their career identity. They are reliable, slow to act, but persistent, often choosing long-term safety over quick gain. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may swing toward hyper-towards motivation, often chasing status, transformation, or validation in the outer world. In Hasta, this creates internal tension. They want to maintain control and emotional stability, yet Rahu stirs ambition and urgency. This blend can produce a motivated healer, technician, or strategist who moves forward while constantly checking for risk. Their actions are often bold, but their internal world remains cautious and reactive. If Jupiter is in the 3rd or 10th house, motivation becomes value-driven towards. These individuals act from inner belief or wisdom. They are pulled toward what feels righteous, expansive, or meaningful. In Hasta, Jupiter softens their usual caution and invites trust. They may take leaps toward growth, learning, or teaching, especially when it supports others. Their hands become tools of insight, not just control. Hasta's default is to act with care and control, not to charge ahead, but to ensure nothing slips through the fingers. Their away from nature isn't fear-based. It's grounded in awareness, emotional intelligence, and the need to feel steady before moving. Their evolution lies in learning to trust their skill and timing, so that they can move not just away from discomfort, but toward healing, mastery, and quiet excellence. When balanced, they become the poised hand behind subtle but powerful transformation. Hasta Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals are inwardly focused, tracking their emotions, thoughts, and inner rhythms with a self-oriented lens. Others are more attuned to their surroundings, paying close attention to people, energy, and external feedback. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, sensitivity, reflection, and symbolized by the open hand, tends to oscillate between both, but often leans toward an others-oriented attention style. These natives are naturally observant, skilled at reading the room, adapting to subtle cues, and adjusting their behavior to manage outcomes. However, their emotional nature and instinct for control can make them retreat inward, especially when they feel energetically overwhelmed or misunderstood. Which way their attention leans depends heavily on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses, where personal identity and relational dynamics are most active. If Moon is in the 1st house, the attention is self-focused, particularly on emotional state and internal balance. These natives are highly aware of their moods, comfort levels, and how interactions affect their sense of stability. In Hasta, this creates a hyper-tuned emotional self-monitor. They may withdraw quickly when overwhelmed, focusing on restoring inner peace. If Moon is in the 7th, the attention turns outward. They become sensitive to others' needs, reactions, and emotional climates, often taking responsibility for maintaining harmony or subtly managing others' emotional responses. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the attention shifts to others through mental engagement. These individuals are observant, curious, and responsive to the thoughts, words, and behaviors of people around them. In Hasta, this manifests as sharp listening, adaptive communication, and an almost reflexive ability to mirror or manage social interactions. If Mercury is in the 10th, this attention becomes professionally directed. They excel in roles requiring verbal precision, client-focused interaction, or nuanced emotional intelligence in the public sphere. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the attention tends to be self-directed, but guarded. These individuals monitor their emotional landscape closely, often restricting outward expression in favor of internal control. In Hasta, this can create a quiet, perfectionistic energy. They notice flaws, manage emotions privately, and rarely show vulnerability. If Saturn is in the 10th, the attention becomes split. They remain privately self-monitoring, but become hyper-aware of how they're perceived in public, often overcorrecting to appear composed, competent, or in control. If Rahu is in the 1st house, the attention becomes self-intensified, obsessively focused on identity, progress, or how one is seen. In Hasta, this can heighten performance anxiety or make the native highly self-conscious. Their inner narrative may dominate attention, even while they appear others-focused on the surface. If Rahu is in the 7th, the obsession flips. They may become fixated on relationships, status through others, or how to adapt themselves to meet external expectations, often losing touch with their authentic emotional needs. If Jupiter is in the 4th or 10th house, the attention balances between self and others, guided by values, insight, and wisdom. These individuals pay attention inwardly to align with truth, but also look outward to uplift or educate others. In Hasta, this creates a gentle ability to support others while honoring one's own center, using presence and care as tools of influence rather than control. Hasta's natural strength is in perception. Whether focused on themselves or others, they see, feel, and sense with precision. Their challenge is to not lose themselves in managing others, or conversely, become so inwardly protective that they disconnect. Their evolution lies in learning to balance emotional self-awareness with empathetic responsiveness, knowing when to reach out and when to return to center. When integrated, they become subtle yet powerful empaths, offering healing not through force, but through presence, adaptability, and grace. Hasta Nakshatra. Understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals grasp life through overarching concepts, big themes, patterns, and symbolic meaning. Others understand best through detailed steps, absorbing knowledge in practical, methodical parts. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, intuition, rhythm, and co-ruled by Mercury, analysis, logic, naturally leans toward little chunk processing. These natives are often hands-on learners who break things down to understand how they function. Their mental clarity comes from repetition, precision, and control, especially when it comes to skills, healing, or service. However, when emotionally stable and mentally confident, they can also zoom out and apply what they've learned to broader insights. Whether they operate in specifics or big picture terms depends on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, where cognition, expression, and refinement take form. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the mind is sharply detail-oriented. These individuals naturally dissect information, learn through observation and repetition, and organize thoughts piece by piece. In Hosta, Mercury's influence supports precision and subtlety. They thrive in environments that allow step-by-step refinement, often excelling in technical, linguistic, or service-based work. If Mercury is in the 10th, this detail-driven approach becomes their professional asset. They may be the go-to person for logistics, structure, or quality control in public or leadership roles. If Moon is in the 1st or 5th house, the emotional learning process remains little chunk, but it's layered with sensitivity. These natives absorb in phases based on emotional safety and energetic rhythm. In Hosta, this results in intuitive sequencing. They feel their way through ideas, often needing to emotionally integrate each stage before moving on. If Moon is in the 10th, they may carry this methodical learning style into professional roles, becoming emotionally reliable and measured in how they apply knowledge in public or caregiving spaces. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native is pulled more toward big chunk understanding. These individuals see meaning in systems, philosophies, and spiritual truths. In Hosta, this introduces an interesting tension. Jupiter wants to grasp the whole story, while Mercury wants to break it down. When balanced, this creates a mind that can toggle between small and large perspectives, seeing both the detail and its wider implications. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this can manifest as leadership based on wisdom, where detailed steps support visionary goals. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the style leans heavily little chunk, but slow and disciplined. These natives build understanding brick by brick, with a focus on structure, duty, and repetition. In Hosta, Saturn enforces mastery. They won't move forward until each layer of knowledge is solid. If in the 10th, they may appear slow to act, but are deeply reliable and respect for the thoroughness of their expertise. If Ketu is in the 5th or 1st house, understanding becomes nonlinear and intuitive. These natives may bypass traditional step-by-step logic and instead download insight in flashes. In Hosta, this can challenge their need for mental control. They may distrust or struggle to verbalize what they know. Their learning is often symbolic, spiritual, or emotionally absorbed rather than rationalized, giving them wisdom that emerges from experience rather than method. Hosta's natural rhythm is to work through precision, detail, and layered refinement. They often prefer to master something through repetition and careful engagement, learning better through process than abstraction. Yet their brilliance lies in taking these little chunks and eventually assembling them into graceful systems, healing techniques, or thoughtful service. Their evolution comes when they trust both the steps and the insight. Knowing that clarity doesn't always come in size, but in the steady shaping of what they already hold in their hands.